Chapter 57, Nestor's Idea. "Patroclus, you are Achilles' closest friend," said Nestor. "He will listen to you." Patroclus remained quiet. "Perhaps secretly he fears death. Who knows?" said Nestor. "But even if he does, he should at least send his men into battle. Better still, you could borrow his armor. Yes, you're roughly the same size as he is. You could pretend to be Achilles. It will inspire our men and strike fear into the hearts of the Trojans." Patroclus' face brightened. He had been uneasy, doing nothing as his companions died around him. Now he was filled with a fighting spirit, and thanking Nestor for the idea, he ran back toward Achilles' ships. But as he did, he met Eurypylus, a friend of his. He was wounded, an arrow through his thigh, and dark blood flowing from the ugly wound. He had been shot by Paris as he came to the aid of Ajax. Patroclus knew that Achilles was waiting and that he would be angry if he delayed, but he was moved by the sight of his friend and ran to help him. "The pain is unbearable," Eurypylus whispered, leaning heavily on Patroclus. With an arm around his waist, Patroclus took Eurypylus toward the shelter. Using the healing skills he had learned from the centaur Chiron, he cut the arrow out of the flesh, cleaned the wound, and set about making a paste out of crushed roots. "Is there any hope of defeating Hector?" asked Patroclus. "All our best men are dead or wounded," whispered Eurypylus. "Our defences are down. They will soon be here. Our strength weakens, and the Trojans just get stronger and stronger. There is no hope for us." Eurypylus gasped in pain. "The wound will soon heal, my friend," said Patroclus when he had finished. "I must go now."